All right, good morning and happy new year. Now, stocks finished lower on Friday. So what's in store for this week? We have Omicron still raging and no slowdown in sight. Airlines canceled more than 15,000 flights over the weekend or since Christmas. So we got to take a look at airlines and what's next there. This week, we also have potentially two market-shaking events. And yesterday, Tesla made a huge, big announcement. So we got to take a look at this. And of course, much, much more. So today is Monday, January 3rd. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. And this is my head coach, Mark Hodge. So together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. Every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new here, I know it can be overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's take a look at Friday and what happened there on the last trading day of the year. So, I mean, pretty much the last two sessions, the S&P was trading lower.
You're right, Marcus, but a lot of this came really at the end of the day. So I think it was some selling, some closing of positions, maybe taking some profits, you know, trying to find a way to do that. Because, I mean, even the last, 15 minutes of trading on Friday, you saw the S&P go from about 4780 down to 4766. So I don't think this was technically, you know, a sell-off where there was concern or, you know, momentum contributing to it. I think it was more selling before the beginning of the year.
Well, plus, I mean, we talked about it. Friday should have been a half day, and somehow magically they made it a full day. I think that many traders were already in celebration mood because, I mean, the S&P closed out a tremendous year, up 27%, right? And this is where maybe we saw some last-minute selling, tax loss harvesting, like, oh, man, I should sell this. So, yeah, who knows? Yeah, I mean, just looking at that a little bit, the bigger picture here, we did definitely have a Santa Claus rally. And the Santa Claus rally is not yet over because usually it is carrying over in the first 2 days of the new year. So it should be today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I still have my Santa Claus rally beard going just to kind of help the markets out. It could be for the rally, could be because I'm watching Yellowstone. But either way, I think it's helping.
It seems to help. It seems to help.
Marcus, speaking of the S&P, I saw something last week where I thought it was the second most all-time high closes since like 94 or something like that.
95, but, yeah.
But I saw that hitting an all-time high, so not necessarily closing, but hitting an all-time high, it was the most since 1954. So not just closing, but hitting. And that's a long time ago. It was also the first time in history that all the sectors within the S&P 500 posted double-digit gains. So basically, everything was up. You don't always see that.
I know. I mean, I'm looking here at 2021 at the weekly chart of the S&P, and it was just up, up, and away. So, but I mean, let's look forward. I mean, we have talked about what happened last year a lot. So what can we expect this year? And this is where we need to see. I mean, we still have the COVID cases that are spiking. There's no slowdown inside just yet. And this is actually, disrupting right now, at least the airlines. And we also hear from more and more companies that they're saying, yeah, well, we continue this work from home, right? And I mean, this were over the weekend. Let's just see, where do we have the airlines? I've heard the headlines. Rocky start into 2022 air travel because airlines have canceled more than 15,000 flights since Christmas Eve. I mean, this is just crazy. There's complete chaos. It's part of the weather, but then also the Omicron variant and the quarantine rules that we have right now in place.
And this is where the travel industry is going to get hardest, right? You know, we've learned to work from home. We've learned to, you know, people are, you know, they might test positive, but then they're working from home. They've done that for a year and a half. That's not a big deal. But in industries where you can't work from home, you can't operate a hotel desk from home or, you know, load luggage onto a plane from home. So they're getting hit the hardest. Although this morning it looks like the airlines are getting a little bit of a bounce. So maybe some people are buying the opportunity.
You see, and this is where I'm a little bit surprised, because I looked at JetBlue. I mean, this JetBlue was one of the biggest offender over the weekend. They canceled 14% of its schedule. And we also had United Airlines, so UAL here. And you're right. I mean, overall, I mean, after really canceling so many flights, they don't seem to be hurt. And I think we will see what happens, because I heard that United Airlines is now offering its pilots triple the pay. Triple the pay. And I mean, they're also already offering flight crews more pay. And I mean, this will increase their cost. So we'll see what happens there.
I'm surprised. I agree. I'm surprised that there isn't more of a sell-off. But I guess traders are thinking that this is transitory, and that, you know, it's temporary.
We're back to transitory. There's this word again. Thanks, Drew, for making a new word popular that I've never used before 2021 in my life, transitory. And now we're using it all the time. Yeah. Yeah, this is where, I mean, Fauci is also very active and said, okay, so we're considering recommending the isolation rules here. And it's super confusing, because the CDC issued some new guidelines, but this were, okay, well, what are we supposed to do? So go back to work after 5 days, or take a negative test and then go back to work after 5 days, or, okay, we need to have symptoms or not symptoms. I mean, right now there's lots of confusion. And we also know that there's a test shortage. And this is the other thing. This is why cases just keep spiking, because you can't even test. You don't know if you have COVID or not.
Yeah. I mean, whether you love the CDC or hate them, they do have a difficult job right now. Unfortunately, this is not helping. These changes, I mean, I think they should adapt and change based on the information at hand, right? That's where some people were questioning the guidelines to begin with, because there was information that supported a change. But let's kind of get on the same page a little quicker here, CDC, you know, yeah. Let's not change it every week. Otherwise, everyone's going to just think they're worthless.
You know, well, here's so, I mean, past week, definitely there was nothing on the economic calendar. So, I mean, the Omicron variant was in focus. Today, it still kind of is, but we have two major meetings this week that could actually move the markets. And the first one is the FOMC meeting minutes that are being released on Wednesday at 2:00. Let's talk about that.
Sure. I like it when we have some economic data guiding the market, rather than just some random stuff that traders decide to gravitate towards. So the FOMC meeting minutes is wrapping up, or sharing what the Fed decided and went through beyond just the Fed statement and press conference, kind of giving you an insight into internally what they were saying and what members were thinking. So that's a big deal. And you also have the jobs report. So the monthly jobs report, always in the spotlight for traders. And it's something that the Fed keeps a close eye on, because we know that the Fed has, two objectives. One, to promote maximum job growth through their policy, and also price stability. So jobs seem to be doing better, but we still have the disconnect between the employment and people who do not want jobs or do not want to take jobs at the pay that's being offered.
Right. And I mean, this is where we know that the jobs report is hit and miss. I mean, remember in November when the jobs report, I think for October, came out, and this was not what expected, or whether it was in December for November. So one of the last two jobs report was like, oh, okay, it's ticking up again, but then it was ticking lower. And this is where over the past few weeks, we have looked at unemployment claims that are being released weekly, and they came in there right now at what, a 50-year low or something like this. So this is a good indication, but the true indication will be the jobs report, and then also the average hourly earnings, right? Because if the average hourly earnings keep increasing, this again feeds in the whole inflation thing, because at some point, I mean, this is where companies will raise their prices to compensate for the average hourly earnings. So we'll see. So this is where it will be a really interesting week. Yeah. And some economic news, finally, back.
I like it. I like it.
All right. So we got to talk about Tesla. Tesla yesterday made a huge announcement and said, you know what? Here are our fourth quarter vehicle production deliveries. And I mean, they blew it out of the water.
They crushed it. So they delivered more than 308,000 vehicles in the fourth quarter, which is 40,000 more than the average expected on Wall Street. And it delivered 936,000 vehicles over the year, you know, of 2021, which is almost double what they did in 2020. These are huge, you know, especially considering the supply chain issues that other companies had to deal with. And Tesla is just, you know, on target, definitely leading the way in the EV market. And we're seeing a jump pre-market because of it.
Up almost 8% pre-market. But this is what often happens with Tesla. I mean, if you look at the chart here, this is why I brought up a bar chart. Often it happens that we have a jump and then boom, we go massively down. Whenever we have a jump like this, we could see a reversal. So I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla is pulling back a little bit today. This is just some initial great news, but is everybody buying Tesla right now? Or is this something where we'll open higher and then move lower throughout the day, which I believe could happen?
Hey. Right. I'll bet you a pack of fillets that Tesla is higher than it is pre-market by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking this back. I believe this. Right. I mean, Tesla is, right now, everybody gets excited about Tesla again, especially after Elon Musk said that he's done selling.
I think there might be a little momentum because of that, and it being in the beginning of the year. So let's see. So yeah. 1140... We'll make it 11:43. It's a line in the sand, and we'll see where it ends up Friday.
All right. Good. A few other stocks that are moving this morning. Did you see McDonald's?
Yeah. So we're getting the analyst upgrades, downgrades, preparation for the new year. And McDonald's, they were on the list, and they received an upgrade by Piper Sandler. Which says that the restaurant chain's ability to deliver on increasing preferences for drive-through and elevated demand for chicken and hamburger offerings is the reason they're going to overweight from neutral. And they're up pre-market. How much are they up right now?
Not a whole lot. I mean, 0.7%. Okay. But I mean, for McDonald's is not a stock that is moving a whole lot. So for McDonald's, that's a decent move here. That's a decent move. I mean, as said, upgrades are in the spotlight right now. PayPal also having some upgrades here this morning.
Yeah, banks just kind of getting the limelight right now. And I think this is analysts thinking also about raising interest rates this year and how banks can benefit from that. So PayPal, I know, in the same sector there, they're up a little bit after a BMO upgrade to outperform from market perform based on the payment service current valuation. But then Wells Fargo, WFC, they're up after a Barclays upgrade, overweight from equal, saying they expect banks to outperform the market in 2022 as net interest margins improve off historic lows. So they're, you know, banks getting the interest benefit, the financial sector. I think that's one to watch in 2022.
Yeah. Let's quickly see where we are pre-market trading. And it seems that we are opening higher, although, as we can see, the E-mini S&P futures are pulling back going into the opening here. I mean, solidly up in the overnight session, but now pretty much since this morning, 6 o'clock, they have been pulling back. So we'll see. They have found some support here, still opening higher by 0.4%. NASDAQ, very similar picture here, also 0.4% higher. And also the Dow, 0.3% higher. So futures markets are pointing to a higher opening this morning. Now, finally, I don't know, Mark, did you see it over the weekend? Super sad news. Betty White is dead. I mean, I was with the kids in the movie theater. We watched Spider-Man, and there were all these commercials for a celebration that they wanted to do for her 100th birthday, which is coming up, I think, in January. So just a few days shy or a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday. So We'll miss her.
That's too bad. She was a fun one to watch. I haven't even told my wife yet. She like when she takes it personally when some of these, you know, classics die.
Yeah. Oops. Okay. Don't tell her yet.
I know.
Okay. Anyhow. Hey, we got to jump in our virtual boardroom to trade with our mastermind members. If you'd like to know how we trade these crazy markets, I'll link to a few videos right here. And if you enjoyed this morning's market update, make sure that you subscribe to this channel, and then we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.